Praise the Lord, dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，赞美神。
Once again, we are here in His presence to know what is in our Lord's heart.
我们又一次来到他面前来，领会在他心意里面的事情。
And as we all know that His coming is imminent and, as if He's knocking at the door.
我们知道他来的脚步近了，他现在就在敲门。
Whenever our Lord speaks, He has some urgency in that.
当神每一次跟我们讲话，他里面都带着这样一个紧急。
And on our side, He is desiring that we may have expectancy.
所以愿意我们心里面也有同样的期望。
So let us once again commit this time in the hands of the Lord.
所以我们再把这时间交在神里面。
Our Lord, how we thank thee and we praise thee and rejoice in your presence this afternoon.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你，而且在你的同在里面，我们喜乐。
Lord, we have heard this speaking in our spirit. It is not just enough for us.
主啊，我们在灵里听到你的话。
That we may just tolerate your presence, we may just tolerate your speaking.
主啊，愿意我们来享受这样的同在，享受你的话语。
But we may be those who may celebrate your presence and celebrate your speaking.
我们愿意在这里来庆贺你的同在和你的话语。
So Lord, with joyful hearts, we just wait in your presence.
主啊，带着喜乐的心，我们在这里来等候你。
As you have already set the tone, Lord, as already you have tuned our hearts, speak to us.
主啊，你已经在我们的心里定了音，所以对着我们讲话。
Impart the most precious things you have in your heart for us this afternoon.
把你心里最宝贵的，让我们可以知道，启示给我们。
Bless us in your presence.
主啊，颂赞你的同在。
Let your Holy Spirit may have free course in the midst of us.
主啊，愿意你的圣灵在我们中间可以自由的运行。
Power over us, O blessed Holy Spirit.
主啊，在我们上面来祝福我们。
That we may be blessed.
愿意我们可以蒙祝福
，and your heart be satisfied，
也愿意你的心意得满足。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray。
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
As we were worshiping together, I heard this voice over and over again.
在我们敬拜的时候，我一直听到这样的话语。
That we must celebrate His presence.
我们必须在他的同在里面来喜乐。
We must treasure His presence in the midst of us.
我们必须在大家在一起聚集的时候来宝贵。
We must celebrate His speaking. We must treasure His speaking.
我们必须来宝贵，也来庆贺，主啊，他对着我们的话语。
When our Lord used to be in Jerusalem, all these scholars, all these leaders, they were tolerating our Lord Jesus.
当主耶稣在耶路撒冷的时候，这些民间的长老、祭司长们，他们在那里是来忍受神的话语。
They came with many questions and excuses and tried to trap our Lord in His speaking.
他们带着指责，带着许多的责问，愿意他们要来设陷阱，来陷害我们的主。
They always tried to complicate the things, the simple things our Lord used to speak to them.
甚至神对着主对着他们所讲这么简单的话语，他们要把它变得非常复杂。
And they were just tolerating our Lord and His presence and His precious speaking.
那他在那里把神宝贵的话语，把他的同在都变成了一个去忍受的事，难以忍受的事。
Dear brothers and sisters, this afternoon it is the Lord's desire that we may celebrate His presence and we may celebrate His preaching.
但今天神是让我们在他的同在里面，在他的话语里面可以来欢呼，可以喜乐。
Our Lord had always that inner circle. He will take His disciples to one place and will share His heart.
神他有一个亲密的圈子，经常把他的门徒带到隐秘处，与他们来分享心里的话。
And we are so precious in His sight. We are so close and so dear to Him that He is taking us on one side and has something special.To speak to us.
今天也是一样，我们在神的眼中显为宝贵，他把我们带到隐秘的地方，把他心里宝贵的事与我们分享。
And we must thank our dear brother Elliot, for such a wonderful introduction.
感谢 Elliot 弟兄给我们一个很好的起头。
As I mentioned, during the sharing time, 2 weeks back, I was sharing among some believers coming from many different, more than 4 or 5 different fellowships.
那在2个星期前的交通聚会里面, 我已经提到, 与一些圣徒从各地来的圣徒来交通。
And there they had given me a topic to share, and that was about the parable of 10 virgins.
那个时候我提到, 他们给我的题目是关于10个童女的比喻。
And then I shared few things, but when I was here sitting, as dear brothers and sisters started sharing about their experiences or what they have learned from the summer conference.
然后当我继续坐在那里听到弟兄姐妹们来讲论, 来分享在夏令会所学到的事情。
Some of the brothers started mentioning about the vessel.
那有的弟兄就分享到关于器皿。
And since then I had this registration in my heart and spirit that yes, Lord's eyes are upon these vessels.
这个时候在我心里面就有一个很深的印象, 神的心意现在今天是在器皿上面。
He's looking for the vessels.
他现在在寻找器皿。
He is preparing the vessels.
他在预备他的器皿。
He wants to fill these vessels as we sang, and that was first time came to me as a blessing.
他也愿意来充满这个器皿, 就像刚才我们在唱的诗歌。
And there we saw that with the tongues, God in tongues of fire descending. And He's filling these vessels or desiring this vessel to be filled with the fire.
我们也唱到就是圣灵像火焰降在这些人身上。 他愿意来充满, 用他的圣灵充满这样的器皿。
First time this came to my spirit as we were singing this hymn.
当我们唱诗歌的时候, 这样的灵, 这样的感觉突然进到我心里。
So our Lord is looking for the vessels that He may fill these vessels with the fire.
所以今天神在寻找器皿, 可以用他的火来充满。
And we all know that He's desiring for the vessels that He may fill us with the oil.
那我们, 能够理解他寻找器皿, 愿意这膏油充满器皿。
Oil speaks of the Holy Spirit. Oil speaks of the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
膏油提到圣灵所膏的, 就是圣灵。
But, as we also sang, before He can fill us, He must empty us.
刚才也提到, 当他充满之前, 一定要我们先倒空。
And as our dear brother was mentioning very wonderfully, easy to understand that unless someone may take out those toys one by one, it cannot be filled completely. Or we cannot tell that this jar is full of this water.
刚才弟兄也提到, 除非这个瓶子, 这个罐子里面的每一个玩具都被拿出来, 不然不可能被水充满。
He must empty us out first.
他必须先把我们倒空。
And so we would like to turn to one or two scriptures to set the tone.
所以我愿意大家, 我们先来看一些章节。
Let us go to the scripture portion as our brother was mentioning, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21.
那我们先来看弟兄刚才也提到的, 提摩太后书第二章第21节。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21.
提摩太后书2章21节。
And that we read, If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work.
人若自洁脱离卑贱的事, 就必做贵重的器皿, 成为圣洁合乎主用, 预备行各样的善事。
Lord is desiring from us that we may be that vessel.
神的期望是让我们成为这样的器皿。
Purged, cleansed, completely thoroughly.
是已经, 脱离卑贱的事。
That we may become sanctified and honorable, meet, ready to meet for master's use, that kind of vessel.
所以我们就可以做贵重的器皿, 成为圣洁, 合乎主用。
What is this purging?
那这个, 清洁的工作是什么呢?
What is this cleansing?
这个脱离卑贱的事情是什么呢?
And even before we can talk about it, what are those things we must be purged from or cleansed from?
那在我们开始之前, 有什么在我们里面是需要被去除,
And I believe we all have that list.
我相信我们每个人都有一个单子。
I have my own things, I must get rid of those things.
我自己就有一个单子, 必须要被对付的。
To be and to remain that honorable, useful vessel in the hand of the Lord.
这样我才能合乎主用成为这个贵重的器皿。
You can think about those one or two things which are coming up on the surface in your mind.
所以我们现在就来思想在我们这个单子上面 在前面的一点或者是两点。
And we must deal with that. We must ask the grace of the Lord to help us to take care of this kind of matters.
所以我们必须要求神的恩典,让我们可以来对付,来去除这些事情。
Since 3 years, Lord has been showing me one matter which I never conceived in my mind before.
有3年的时间,神让我对付一件事情,在这个之前我根本就没有一点的感觉。
There are some we can call brothers or a brother. They have developed or have started one thing which I had never heard in my past.
有一些弟兄提到一些事情是在我从前从来没有接触过的。
And this is surfacing very vividly.
然后这个就非常清晰地显在我面前。
And when I saw some brothers doing this in different places, my heart was stirred up.
然后我当看到有许多弟兄在很多不同的地方都在行这件事的时候,
And there are many things which are abominable in the sight of the Lord.
我们在主的眼光里面所做的事情,
But I believe this is the one thing which is very, very strong.
这件事情对神来讲非常重要。
And that is stealing the brothers, stealing the friends.
那就是偷窃, 从弟兄身上偷窃。
I don't know if you have felt like this, kindly raise your hand. I want to see how many of us are sensitive to see how the enemy is working. If anybody, please raise your hand. I would like to just see that.
在我们中间有没有人敏感到我们可以体会到原来魔鬼在做一些事情。如果你是这样敏锐的话,你举一下手。
This makes it very clear to me and all of us that enemy is playing dirty tactics.
那这就告诉我,其实仇敌在这里有一些很卑贱的一些诡计。
This kind of problem in one's life was never been found or never been noticed in the past.
那有一些图画在我们眼前,其实从前我们完全没有意识到的。
But as we are approaching, or the Lord's coming is approaching near,
当主的再来越来越近的时候,
enemy has started using this method.
这个仇敌就开始使用这样的事情。
As we were singing in another song, and Brother Thai was leading us in that story, Nathan, the prophet, comes to David and telling him just a simple story, if you remember this.
刚才太傅弟兄在开始的时候,让我们看到,就是这个先知拿单曾经把这件事来向对方来讲明白,大家记不记得这个故事? 他是用个小故事来讲。
I'm sorry. And he tells that somebody had a little sheep, and the one who had many came and stole that, or asked for that, and sacrificed.
那里讲到有一个人他有一个羊羔,但另外一个人有许多的羊,却来从这个人手里夺去这个羊羔,说要献祭。
I have 3 good friends always staying close to me.
然后有3个朋友给他衣服。
And someone may just take away one, take away another. And that is the greatest misery I may suffer in my life.
但是却有人把他们的衣服拿去, 所以这是在我的生活里面经历的非常悲哀的事情。
And in the case of David, because of his lustful desire, he did this.
那在大卫里面, 因为他里面的邪情私欲, 所以他做了这件事。
This day some brothers are doing the same to fulfill their purposes.
今天也有一些弟兄这样做，是为了成就他们心里所想的。
In craftiness, they want to set apart the brethren.
在狡诈里面，他们要在弟兄里面来分党。
Lord is desiring from us that we may not be that person to bring great harm in the Lord's body.
但神的心意是让我们不要做这样的人，对着神的身体带来伤害。
We may have any kind of disguise or hidden motives to do this.
我们可能很多时候带着伪装，带着一些心里面的狡诈来做这样的事情。
But the Holy Spirit is warning us that days are coming where enemy is going to use this tactic.
但是神已经提醒我们，在末世的时候，仇敌要用这样的诡计。
Now, as we read that Lord is desiring for those vessels cleansed and purged.
现在我们来读到神要来洁净这些器皿。
Emptied vessels.
来倒空这些器皿。
If we have so much inside, he cannot fill us.
如果我们里面有太多其他的，他不能来充满我们。
When we are empty, he can fill us with his love.
如果我们能够倒空，他就可以把他的爱来充满在我们里面。
As our dear sister was praying,That Lord, fill us with your love.
像我们的姐妹也曾经祷告，愿神的爱来充满我们。
And I'm sorry, I'm going I'm talking to the kindergarten or the first grade or fifth grade.
如果我好像在对幼儿园的孩子们讲话，请大家原谅我。
But Lord is telling me to share with you or remind us all that the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love.
但是今天神在我里面让我提醒大家，就是。圣灵的果子里面有仁爱。
And in that there are nine of them.
然后这个仁爱有九样的果子。
And I believe that it is very easy and it's logical and it's true to pray that fill me with your Holy Spirit, Lord, then all I will be filled with all the fruit of the Holy Spirit, including love.
那我们很容易来祷告说圣灵充满我们。如果圣灵真的充满我们，我们里面会有九样的果子。
And certain things we just tolerate.From the Lord.
有的时候我们把神的事情拖延了。
When this is mentioned from the Lord, it should be celebrated.
但是当神真向我们启示的时候，我们应该来欢呼喜乐。
We should not just tolerate the Lord in his dealings with us.
我们不能在神对付我们的时候，在这里拖延神的工作。
When he deals with us, when he points certain things in our life in the midst of us,We must celebrate. We must be thankful unto Him.
如果神真的对我们讲话，对我们有启示的话，我们需要在他的话语里面来欢呼喜乐。
As you must have heard our brother Mac sharing from Jeremiah chapter 18.
我们大家也许都听到 Mac 弟兄在耶利米书十八章。
That the Lord, if you please turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 18.
如果大家都翻到耶利米书十八章的话。
And we'll read from fourth verse to the sixth.
我们来读从第四节到第五节。
And actually, in the beginning of this chapter, Lord is telling Jeremiah that arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words.
在开始的时候，耶和华的话临到耶利米说：“你起来，下到窑匠的家里去。”我在那里要使你听我的话。
And as he goes there, in the fourth verse we read, And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter's eye.
第四节，窑匠用泥做的器皿在他手中做坏了，他又用这泥另做别的器皿。窑匠看怎样好，就怎样做。
Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter?
耶和华的话就临到我说，耶和华说，以色列家啊，我待你们，岂不能照这窑匠弄泥吗？
He is the potter, and we are the clay.
他是窑匠，我们是泥土。
His desire is to mold us and make us after his will.
他的心意是把我们磨成他心里想要的形象。
His desire for us is to conform us into his likeness.
他的心意是要把我们磨成他的形象。
As we give ourselves in his hands, he will start working.
当我们把自己交在他手里的时候，他就开始做工。
And the work of the Holy Spirit is so gentle.
那圣灵的工作是如此的柔细。
And that's why we will see some vessels, how the Lord started working in this vessel's life through the working of his Holy Spirit.
那我们就看到圣灵怎样在这样的器皿身上来做。
In the beginning, he tells us in Romans 9 verses 21 to 23 that he has chosen us or chosen some to be the vessels of mercy and some to be the vessels of wrath.
在罗马书第九章那里面他提到有一些器皿是要彰显神的愤怒，是彰显他的全能，是预备遭毁灭的，有一些器皿是预备来得怜悯的。
And we know that he has chosen us to be the vessels of mercy.
那我们知道我们就是那些被拣选得怜悯的器皿。
It is not our Lord's desire that we may become that hard taskmaster or when somebody had that debt of some dollars and he was forgiven, then he went and grabbed hold of the other one who had some debt to him.
我们不要成为那个自己被免了债但却去掐住那个欠他债的人的脖子的人。
It is his desire if he has called us and taken us as a vessel of mercy, we must dispense mercy towards others.
如果我们是那些蒙怜悯的器皿，我们也需要对其他人彰显出来这样的怜悯。
So, I would like to also draw your attention to this scripture portion which is found in Matthew chapter 25.
那我想请大家再来注意在马太福音25章。
And there we know this parable of 10 virgins.
我们都知道这个十个童女的比喻。
Initially, I was thinking to give the title of this message, Virgins or Vessels?
本来我想今天的题目是童女或者器皿。
Do I want to become or remain a virgin? Or do I have the strong desire and the prompting of the Holy Spirit that I want to be that vessel in the hands of the Lord?
我是不是想成为童女呢，还是想成为在神的手里面这样贵重的器皿。
And in this parable, Lord is making this very plain and clear to all of us.
那在这个比喻里面，神其实让我们可以看得很清楚。
And in the first verse, we read that the kingdom of heaven is compared like unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
在开始的时候提到天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
And five of them were wise and five were foolish.
有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。
I think this should ring a bell in our mind. Oh, if this is the case, then I must know a little bit more about this virgins.
那在我们里面应该很清楚，就是我们需要知道这些童女是什么意思。
They were all virgins. They were identical. They were all waiting for the Lord. They had the lamps in their hands.
因为他们很多事情都是一样的，他们都是童女，他们都在等候新郎，他们都拿着灯。
But among this identical 10 virgins, five were wise and five were foolish.
但在这十个一样的童女里面，却有五个是愚拙的，有五个是聪明的。
Then the third verse reads, They that were foolish took the lamps and took no oil with them.
第三节说，愚拙的拿着灯，却不预备油。
But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps.
聪明的拿着灯，又预备油在器皿里。
I don't want to go in the technicality of this word vessel to be a person or a jar.
那我今天啊、不想去在技术层面上来讲这个器皿到底是指一个人呢还是只是指一个瓶子。
We don't want to be like those Pharisees and Sadducees. When Lord was speaking, they were trying to twist the things and make a small thing big.
那我们不想像法利赛人、撒都该人一样，当主耶稣说一些事情，他们就把那些啊、细微的事情讲得非常大。
In doing that,They miss the whole purpose of Lord's speaking.
因为这样的话，他们却迷失掉了主真正要说的话。
They went even further away from the kingdom of God.
所以他们与这个天国是越走越远。
And we dare not be like those Sadducees and Pharisees this afternoon.
让我们今天不要像这些法利赛人跟撒都该人一样。
Holy Spirit is telling, we are these vessels which.Must contain this oil.
今天圣灵已经跟我们讲，我们就是要盛装圣灵的器皿。
We are coming from Brother Baxing's ministry, and whenever we start the meeting, we have this chorus we must sing, and we have sung in many different languages in India.
在印度的时候，在巴信弟兄的聚会，我们从那里过来，当时我们就先要唱一些歌曲，很多人。从不同的地方来。
Actually, there was a purpose to make sure everybody brings the Bible. We used to sing, "The best book to read is the Bible." If you know the song.
那我们用很多的语言来唱。当时有一首歌就是说，最好的一本书就是圣经。
So we had to raise the Bible and sing this chorus in whatever language we may know.
所以我们就用自己的语言举着圣经来唱这样的诗歌。
So we know that Thy word.Is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path.
我们知道神的话就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
These are the word of God.
这些是神的话。
But we all know that the letter killeth, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God gives us life.
我们知道字句是让人死，但经意是让人活。
These black and white letters, if we don't have the light of the Holy Spirit.Unless the Lord may shed the light of His Holy Spirit, we may not understand at all.
所以这些白纸黑字，如果没有圣灵来启示我们的话，这些话语对我们一点用处都没有。
We may learn to scrutinize it and analyze it.
我们可以试着去分析它，去学习。
But we may not see the heart of God in it.
但我们却看不到神的心意在这个话语里面。
So here, this five wise virgins.They not only had the lamp, but their vessels were filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以那几个聪明的童女不光他们拿着灯，而且他们有圣灵充满在他们里面。
And there is a big difference between having something and having it in its fullness.
啊、在瓶子里面盛装一些东西，跟盛装装满了一些圣灵装满圣灵是完全不一样的。
Lord tells, I have come to give you what? Life.
主说过，他说我来是叫人要得生命。
And that's it, right?
到这儿为止吗？
That you have it abundantly.
而且得的更丰盛。
Fully, abundance.
是丰盛。
Overflowing, overwhelming.
是完全的，是流出来的。
Now there's a wonderful story in the Old Testament in 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 4. Let us go to that scripture portion.
在《列王记下》我们大家来翻到
2 Kings chapter 4 reading from verse 4.
是列王记下第四章，我们从第四节开始读。
This is the story of Elisha.
这是以利沙的一个故事。
And certain, in the first verse, we know the story very well. And certain widow is coming, and she's telling that the creditors has come to take.Unto me, my two sons, to be the bondman.
这里讲到一个寡妇，她来见先知，说现在有债主来，要娶我两个儿子做奴仆。
Elijah was appointed or designated or chosen by God as the prophet.
以利沙是被神所拣选、所高、所立做先知的。
And here this woman comes and tells that my husband has died.
在这里这个寡妇说我的丈夫死了。 And
had some debt, and someone has came to collect this debt, and she don't have anything to pay.
这个时候债主来的时候,她没有任何可以来还债的。
And Elisha is asking her in the second verse, what shall I do for you?
这个时候以利沙在第二节问他说,我可以为你做什么呢?
What shall I do for you?
我可以为你做什么呢?
If we are desperate, we will go to the prophet, we'll go to the Lord and ask, I need your help.
如果我们在急难、在绝望之中的话，我们会到先知面前，会到神面前来问，来得帮助。
And if we are honest enough, we will tell what we want from him.
如果我们诚实的话，会向神说我们所要的到底是什么。
And prophet is asking her, what do you have in your house?
这个时候先知又问他，你家里有什么？
She tells that I have a pot of oil and nothing else.
这个寡妇就说，贫女家中除了一瓶油之外，没有什么。
Lord is a master in this one matter. I have noticed time and time again, He's not looking for so many things in our life.
那很多次我都体会到，神不在我们身上来寻找很多的事。
He's looking and asking to us, what do you have?
他经常问我们，你有什么？
And Lord will touch that thing. Lord will bless that thing and will overwhelm us with His blessing.
所以他就借着这一件事来祝福我们，让我们甚至无处可容。
In His first miracle, there was no wine.
在他所行的第一个神迹里面,
And He started commanding them or telling them to fill the pots with water.
所以主就叫那些仆人说，把这些缸子装满水。
This is the way Lord operates. This is the way the Lord works.
这就是主他做工的方式。
And in this story, it's very interesting and precious story. We have it in our Bible.
在圣经里面我们看到这样一个何等宝贵的故事。
And Elisha is telling, go, borrow the vessels from neighbors.
然后以利沙就说，你去向众邻舍借空器皿。
What kind of vessels he's asking her to bring?
他让这个寡妇去借什么样的器皿?
Empty vessels.
空的器皿。
Lord has no use of full vessels, full of garbage, full of trash, full of toys, full of ideas, full of all the rest of the things found in this world and the wisdom of this world.
所以神不会寻找那些器皿，里面充满的都是垃圾，都是那些玩具，都是这个世界上这些人所求所想的。
And He's giving some special instruction to her.
然后他就给他一个特别的指示。And
when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into the vessels.
然后他就说，回到家里，关上门，你和你儿子在里面，将油倒在所有的器皿里。This
was the first very important command or instruction he gave to this woman.
这是他向着这个妇女的第一个重要的指示。It
is not only enough to bring the empty vessel before the Lord.
只是把空器皿带到主面前还不足。But
then after we have to shut the door, that no world, no friend, no peers, nothing may interrupt us when the Lord's blessings been poured down upon us.
所以我们要回到家中关上门，让我们的这些属世的同伴，这些外面的东西，整个世界被关起来，我们可以在家里面来享受神的祝福。When
His provision has been given to us, we don't want any interference.
当神这样来供应我们的时候，我们不能有任何的打扰。And
in the end of this fourth verse, we read, And thou shalt set aside that which is full.
然后还有一句话说倒满了的放在一边。
Elisha is telling her, you have that pot of oil, you will be pouring it. He never told her that fill up those vessels halfway.
这时候以利沙没有说你把空器皿拿来倒而且就说你只倒满一半。
Fill it up.
他是说倒满。
Fully.
他说倒满。
And then,Set it apart.
然后把它放在一边。
Lord is filling many vessels with his fire. Lord is filling many vessels with his oil and his light and his life.
神在这里用他的火用他的圣灵用他的生命充满许多的器皿。
And then he's setting it apart.
但是他却把它放在一边。
It is his desire that you and I may be that set apart vessel.Of the Lord.
所以这里讲到是被神所分别放在一边的器皿。
Set apart, sanctified, ordained vessels.
是分别为圣的器皿。
It's not to be just remain there, but because this vessel has something precious in it, Lord wants to use these vessels to fulfill his purposes on this earth.
所以并不是倒满了就放在当地而是把它充满之后有了这么宝贵的油然后神可以使用这个器皿来做他的工作。
And as I was reading this scripture portion, this one thing blessed me so much and my spirit was deeply touched by the Lord.
当我来读这样的话语的时候我的心就被神深深地摸着。
The sixth verse, kindly read with me.
所以第六节。
And it came to pass when the vessels were full,That she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel.
第六节，器皿都满了，她对儿子说，再给我拿器皿来。
Bring me yet one more vessel.
所以她在那里问的就是，还有没有再拿给我器皿来。
Can you see our Lord Jesus, our God the Father, filling these vessels one after another, overwhelming and full?
我们看到主耶稣跟父我们天上的父就是把每一个来到他们面前的空器皿都充满了。
Can you hear this voice of the Lord, our God? Bring me yet one more vessel.
但这个时候神就在呼召再给我拿器皿来。
He's desiring, he's waiting that someone may present us to him, that he may fill us.
所以他就期望有人能够再把这样的器皿带到神面前所以他可以充满
There's a need of this presentation There's a need of a brother or a friend to bring us to the Lord
我们需要有这样的朋友需要有这样在主里面的仆人把我们带到主面前让主充满
It has always happened when we have Billy Graham's crusades a friend will bring a friend or a brother will bring another brother
所以在葛培里的布道里面总是一个朋友带着一个朋友
and,
或者一个弟兄带另外一个弟兄。
And as our dear brother Clear is diligently, I have seen his diligence since I have come to this assembly. He is diligent in bringing people to the gospel meetings.
所以当我来到这个聚会之后我就看到黄弟兄他是这么的殷勤一直的把人带到聚会里面。
Because he knows that if I will just simply bring someone,Lord will do the rest.
因为他知道只要我们简单地把人带到神面前神会做充满的工作。
And as I'm standing here, I want to bring one and all of you to the Lord that he may fill you with his Holy Spirit, with his fire, with his love, and with his fullness.
所以今天我的期望是把我自己也把大家都带到神面前让神他的火他的灵他的爱他的生命充满我们。
And then the Elisha is telling, now go and sell this and pay your debt and you will have more for the rest of your days.
然后以利沙就说你可以去卖油还债所剩的你和你儿子还可以靠着度日。
There's a precious scripture portion also found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章还有一个宝贵的章节。
Let us turn to that scripture portion.
让我们也来看一看。
First Thessalonians chapter 4.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
verse 4 and 6.
第四和第六节。
That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in the sanctification and honor.
要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁、尊贵守着自己的身体。
We must know. If we have not known this up to this point, we must know that we are the vessel. And we must possess, we must keep the vessel for the Lord.
如果我们还不知道的话，现在就应该知道，我们是神的器皿，而且我们要保守自己。
Who was, or who is that vessel who contained all the fullness of the Lord while he was on this earth?
主在地上的时候，有哪个器皿是完全盛装神的丰盛？
Before I may go into that, we have a saying, as I see my dad here, I was thinking about him. He knows many sayings we have in our country, India.
那在我再继续之前，因为我的父亲坐在这里，所以我要我就想起他，因为他知道很多我们以前在印度那里发生的事。
And I believe this saying goes like this: Kali Ghada Chalke Bau. In our language, it means when the pot, water pot, is not fully filled with water. If it is halfway or up to the level, it will spill more water.
在我们印度有一个古老的讲法，就是如果一个水瓶它装不满的话，就会在那晃荡，就会溅出很多的水。
Those days, the ladies used to have a pot on, not one, maybe sometimes two or three. They used to balance it, and one in their vest here, and they will go and fetch the water and go back home.
那在那里有许多的妇女，她们把这些瓶子不止一个，有的时候顶在自己的头上，她们去打水。
And if this one is not full while walking, it will spill.
所以如果她手里还有一个瓶子没有充满的话，那个水会溅出来。
There's a great danger, dear brothers and sisters, if we are not full of the Holy Spirit, full of His fullness, we may be losing something.
所以弟兄姐妹们，有一个提醒，如果我们里面没有被圣灵充满的话，我们甚至会失去一些。
I meant to say that this is not a pleasant sight.
所以这
when someone may see us.
这不是一个很美丽的画面。
In other words, it doesn't bring glory and honor and praise to the name of the Lord.
或者他神不能因着这样的事情带来给他自己带来荣耀。
Dear brothers and sisters, we cannot remain like this kind of pot.
所以我们不能停留像这样的瓶子。
And now as we were looking at this vessel, Lord Jesus was that vessel when he was on this earth.
所以我们再看这个器皿的时候，主耶稣在地上就是这样一个器皿。
Turn with me, if you please, to Gospel according to Luke chapter 4.
让我们大家再翻到路加福音第四章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
As the ministry of our Lord Jesus started, Luke has noticed or has mentioned this in the very beginning of this fourth chapter.
所以当主耶稣的服事开始的时候，在路加福音就记载了刚开头的情形。
And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan.
耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来。
And was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
圣灵将他引到旷野。
If we are desiring from the Lord that Lord may lead us, maybe to wilderness first.
如果我们期望神来引领的话，也许我们是被引领到旷野。
And as we saw in this vessel, even our Lord Jesus while he was on this earth, that he was full of the Holy Spirit and then returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit, capital S, into the wilderness.
所以当主耶稣当时就是这样一个器皿, 但是当他从约旦河回来的时候, 还是这圣灵是大写的 S, 是把他引到旷野。
We all desire the leading and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们都期望有圣灵的引导。
It will be given to us when we are full of the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们里面充满圣灵的话, 圣灵一定会引导我们。
Then let us look to Luke chapter 1 verse 15.
让我们再来看路加福音第一章第十五节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 15.
路加福音一章十五节。
Here Gabriel was sent by the Lord unto Zechariah.
这个时候, 伊丽莎伯就被差遣,
and there we,
与撒加利亚一起,
and the 15th verse we read, For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb.
这里面说, 他在主面前将要为大, 淡酒, 浓酒都不喝, 从母腹里就被圣灵充满了。John,
we call him the Baptist, was that vessel, was that voice in the wilderness.
施洗约翰就是那个器皿,就是那个旷野中的声音。Preparing
the way for the Lord.
他是预备主的道路。And
we are preparing the way for Lord's return.
我们也在这里预备主再来的道路。We
are the one must be found preparing the way for our Lord to come back.
我们必须要在主的眼中成为那些预备主再来的道路的人。Why
I'm mentioning this? Because this is very easy for us to understand that, yes, we are supposed to be those who may prepare the way for his return.
那我这样讲, 因为我相信这是很简单的事情, 就是我们要成为那预备道路的人。
We have many conferences and special meetings, and this has been the theme in many gatherings.
我们有许多的, 特会, 有许多的聚集, 在很多聚集里面, 这就是我们的题目。
And as we read here, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb.
在刚才我们读到的, 从母腹里就被圣灵充满了。
This task for the Baptist, John the Baptist was so great, he cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit after he comes into this world.
因为他所要成就的这个工作是如此的大, 所以在母腹的时候就要被充满, 不能等到他出生之后, 圣灵才充满他。
That the angel brings this great message, never heard before, that he will be baptized, or he will be filled with the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb.
所以主的使者就在那里已经, 向着他们, 讲, 他从母腹里就要被圣灵充满了。
How much more Lord is expecting from us that we may be full of his fullness.
神何等的巴望, 看到我们真的被圣灵都充满。
And we'll see this story a little further. Ninth verse, and the angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel, and then he mentions few things, and because Zechariah was a little bit doubting, he said, you will remain dumb. You will not speak, be able to speak.
所以在那里也提到撒加利亚,他在神面前供祭司的职分,但是因着他里面的疑问,他的怀疑,所以神说,你到现在,你就要开始变成哑巴。
If we doubt what Lord is speaking even now,
如果我们今天对着神也有心里的怀疑的话,
we may hear from the Spirit of the Lord, God's Spirit, you will remain dumb. You won't be able to utter any word regarding me.
所以我们就会听到神对着我们讲, 你就会成为哑巴, 你嘴里不会说出神要你说的话了。
Or, in other words, I will disqualify you from this great privilege I have set before you to prepare the way for my coming.
或者神在说, 本来我要 让你成为预备道路的人，但现在你已经不合格了，你已经被剔除了。
And that happened. He could not speak.
所以这就发生了，然后他就不能再说话了。
And then the beautiful verses found in verse 26.
然后在26节。
And in the sixth month, again Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth.
到了第六个月，天使加百列奉神的差遣，去到加利利的一座城，叫做拿撒勒。
From the very beginning, Lord is looking for the vessel.
所以从起头，神就在寻找器皿。
Lord is looking for vessels.
他寻找许多的器皿。
And he always have found one, at least one.
所以他总能找到。
In the days of Noah, Lord found Noah.
在挪亚的时代，神找到挪亚。
And Noah found grace in the sight of the Lord.
所以挪亚在神的眼前蒙恩。
When he finds us, we find grace in his sight.
他如果神找到我们的话，我们就要在他里面蒙恩。
And the verse 27 tells us that to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph from the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary.
第27节，到一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟。童女的名字叫玛利亚。
And then Mary could not understand, and she is coming up with some questions, humble questions, though.
然后玛利亚她也非常的惊慌，所以她心里面也有一些的疑问，但是非常谦卑的问出来。
We may come sometimes with some kind of unbelief or doubts or questions before the Lord, but if we are the vessel, we won't be counted among those scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees.
但是如果我们在神面前虽然有疑问，但是却是像一个器皿一样有这样的心的话，那神不会把我们摆在那些文士、法利赛人、撒都该人那一边。
And he's telling in the verse 32, he shall be great and shall be called the son of the highest.
在32节说他要为大，成为至高者的儿子。
And in the verse 35 we read, And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee.
在那里天使说，圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫蔽你。
And then in the 37th verse we read, For with God nothing shall be impossible.
第37节，因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
Even God the Father needed the vessel on this earth. Father wanted to send his son, but this became possible only when the power of the Most High God came upon Mary, the vessel, overshadowed her.
所以当神有一个心意，他要差遣他的儿子，但他在这之前还是需要有玛利亚可以来听神的话语。
And in the 41st verse, there's a very humorous kind of story mentioned about Elizabeth, very elderly, sister, elderly lady.
那后面又提到伊丽莎伯，在当时是一个已经年长的妇女。
Zechariah's wife, by the way.
是撒加利亚的妻子。
And there we, let us read this verse. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost.
第41节，伊丽莎伯一听玛利亚问安，所怀的胎就在腹中跳动，伊丽莎伯就且被圣灵充满。
You are allowed to just tolerate me, since sometimes I'm talking about the Holy Spirit, time to time. You are allowed to tolerate me, as I started telling. You can tolerate me and my speaking, but celebrate what Lord is speaking this afternoon.
所以虽然我讲的话语不是那么的清楚完全，但是我们还是需要在读主的话的时候来欢喜快乐。
And in the 42nd verse we read, And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
第42节， 他高声喊着说，你在妇女中是有福的，你所怀的胎也是有福的。
We see here that Elizabeth started speaking with loud voice.
这里我们看到伊丽莎伯是用一个高声来喊出来。
The anointing of the Holy Spirit blesses everybody.
圣灵的恩膏可以来祝福每一个人。
And when John was delivered, took birth,
当施洗约翰出生的时候
and what the angels told him was broken that time, and he could speak. He was dumb until the birth of John the Baptist.
然后撒加利亚这个施洗约翰的父亲就在他儿子出生的时候突然又可以开口说话了。
Go with me to verse 67.
所以我们来看看第67节。
And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying so many things.
然后这里讲到他父亲撒加利亚被圣灵充满了，就预言说，说了很多的话。
He could speak. He was filled with the Holy Spirit and he started prophesying.
他这时候又被圣灵充满，又可以来说预言。
Anointing, infilling, fullness of the Holy Spirit always overflows in prophesying. Believe me or not.
你相信也好，不相信也好，当一个人里面被圣灵充满的时候，从他里面就会涌流出来，就这样说预言的话语。
Many vessels were ready and waiting in his presence on the day of Pentecost.
所以很多圣徒曾经在五旬节前在那里等候。
How many were there?
在那里有多少人一起等候？
I'm sorry. 100 and how many? 120 were waiting expectantly in the presence of the Lord at the command of the Lord before his departing.
所以有120个人当日照着主的命令在那里在主的同在里面来等候。
As they were waiting, the Lord sent the promise of the Father.
在他们等候的时候神就把父亲就把所应许的赐下来。
And they were all, not just few, all were filled with the Holy Spirit.
不是其中的少数，是每一个都被圣灵充满。
In chapter 2, Acts chapter 2 verse 3, it is written, And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon them all.
所以在使徒行传二章三节那里讲到
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来分开落在他们个人头上他们就都被圣灵充满。
Such a wonderful thing, the most powerful thing happened that day in that upper room.
何等奇妙的是那一天就在那个楼上发生了最美妙的一件事情。
I believe the greatest promise of the Father was fulfilled. Yes, our Lord Jesus was the promised seed of the woman.
在那一天神最大的应许实现了。没错我们的主是童女怀孕所生的。
And I don't know why, since sometimes this is coming repeatedly in my spirit. Lord has finished his work on the cross of Calvary.
我不知道为什么重复的在我心里面圣灵启示我
but,
主耶稣在十字架上已经成就了
But we should not stay, we cannot stay there that he has done the finished, the work is finished.
我们不能停在那里虽然他说成了
We should not just glory in that fact.
我们不能只在这个事实上得荣耀
He finished that work on the cross of Calvary by laying down his life with a great eternal purpose that he may start a new work in you and me.
他在那里完成了神永远的旨意但是这个时候只是一个神永远心意的开始。
And this work he has started is with his Holy Spirit by sending the Holy Spirit the promise of the Father.
他这个最伟大的工作开始就是从圣灵被差遣下来开始。
So this 120 were filled with the Holy Spirit and they were rejoicing.
所以这120个人被圣灵充满之后，他们就在那里欢呼喜乐。
But if you read in the 13th verse, others mocked, said, "This man are full of new wine."
在第13节，那时候还是有人讥诮说，他们无非是新酒灌满了。
When there is something real, there is always counterfeit.
当每一次真理显出来的时候，就总有真理的另一面。
And whenever, especially whenever something is most precious or very precious from the Lord in the sight of the world, it's nothing, or they will try to mock at it.
所以当从神来最宝贵的事情发生的时候，在这个世界上他们会讥诮，他们会甚至去忽略它。
We don't want to be those who may mock at this pouring, outpouring of the Holy Spirit, but we want to celebrate as we see this outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon individuals, upon the families, and even upon the fellowships.
所以愿意我们当看到神的圣灵充满在一个人，充满在一个家庭，充满在一个聚会的时候，我们不是那些讥诮的人。
And then Peter stood up, those who were with him, they also stood up with him, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he spoke, and 3,000, 5,000, many were saved.
所以当彼得当时他站起来，其他与他一起的也都一同站起来，他们传福音的时候就有3,000人，有5,000人信主。
But as I was sharing in the sharing meeting in maybe 3-4 minutes, classic example of this vessel is found in Saul of Tarsus.
啊，当我当时几个星期前在交通聚会所分享的时候，有一个器皿也是一个很好的榜样，就是大树的扫罗。
Turn with me, Acts to Acts chapter 9.
让我们来翻到《使徒行传》第九章。
By the way, this is my favorite scripture portion.
这是我最喜爱的章节之一。
Though I have many.
虽然我有很多喜爱的章节。
And here this small brother Ananias had seen this dream, and Lord is speaking to him that go thy way, for he is my chosen vessel. Let us read 15th verse.
让我们来读第15节，讲到亚拿尼亚。
But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, for I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake.
主对亚拿尼亚说，你只管去，他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列人面前宣扬我的名，我也要指示他，为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
17th verse, and Ananias went his way and entered into that house and put his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou comest has sent me, that thou might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost.
第十七节，亚拿尼亚就去了，进入那家，把手按在扫罗身上说，兄弟扫罗，在你来的路上向你显现的主，就是耶稣，打发我来，叫你能看见，又被圣灵充满。
I will stop telling, believe me or not, I will start telling, believe me, dear brothers and sisters, if I and if you want to be that vessel, we need this infilling of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹们，你要相信我，当我们要被圣灵充满的时候，必须有圣灵的内住。
This brother is telling, receive your sight. That is important. Receiving our sight, but above all, being filled with the Holy Spirit is the most important thing for any believer.
当我们被圣灵充满的时候，我们要先看见，但是被圣灵充满更重要。
And this reminds me of Brother Buxton sharing that there were many hurdles during this time of Acts or Apostle, Acts of the Apostles.
那巴信弟兄曾经讲过，在使徒行传里面有许多神工作上面的障碍。
And because this fullness of the Holy Spirit was given to them, they could overcome all these hurdles and hindrances and obstacles and opposition, even the persecution.
但是当他们有圣灵充满的时候，他们可以胜过所有这些障碍，所有这些苦难。
And there arose murmuring among the Gentile widows, if you remember that.
那我们甚至记得有一些外邦的寡妇，他们有一些怨言。
They were not paying real good attention to this some widows.
因为在照顾上忽略了他们。
And the brother started telling, find among you some people of good report, full of faith.
然后那个时候弟兄们就说，来找一些被圣灵充满的人。
Even faith, we must have full faith.
甚至我们有信心也要有充足的信心。
Partial faith is no faith.
如果只是一半的信心，那还不是信心。
Partial obedience is no obedience.
或者说顺服不到一半的顺服还不是顺服。
I'm trying to make this term a little bit more clear that what is the difference between fullness and partially be filled.
那我还是要来提一下完全跟不完全这两个的区别。
And then Stephen, the first martyr of the church, he was full of the Holy Spirit. Pay attention to this word, full of the Holy Spirit.
那提到斯提凡的时候，那里讲到他被圣灵充满，所以大家记得提到圣灵的话，在斯提凡身上是讲充满。
He saw the Lord standing on the right hand of the Majesty.
然后他就看到主是站在神的右边。
What Lord is telling, His coming is imminent.
神已经告诉我们，他一定要再来。
Our vessels must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们这些器皿一定要被圣灵充满。
In Revelation, also you see two olive trees.
在启示录我们也看到那个意象，就是有两棵橄榄树。
Olive trees supplies the oil into these bowls.
然后橄榄树就提供油在灯台里面。
And from these vessels, this oil is supplied to the candlestick.
然后油流到一个器皿里面，这器皿里面的油再供应到灯台里面。
Dear brothers and sisters, this lampstand speaks of, we may have many interpretation of that, but it specially speaks of testimony.
灯台有许多的解释，但有一个解释特别提到，就是我们的见证。
It is also mentioned in the book of Revelation. The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of the Lord.
在启示录也讲到，圣灵是为我们的主耶稣做见证的。
Spirit of prophecy is the spirit of God.
先知的灵就是为就是神的灵，就是为主耶稣做见证的。
If we don't have this constant supply of His oil in our life, we may not remain that testimony.
如果我们的生命里面没有这样高油的供应的话，我们不可能成为他的见证。
Witness this constant anointing coming on our head.
所以这个持续的不断的高油需要在我们的头上。
It is written, how beautiful it is that brethren may dwell together in unity.
诗篇也讲到弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
And we know that there he has commanded the blessing and life forevermore.
因为在那里有神他所指定的祝福还有永生。
We know that part and we emphasize on that brethren living, working, serving together in harmony, in love.
我们在那里总是注意到弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
But we don't pay much attention to the other part where it says that this anointing comes on Aaron's head which goes to the skirts, beard and the skirts.And emerging the whole person in this anointing of the Holy Spirit.
但我们也许没有注意到，那里说这油是流到亚伦的头，又流到他的胡须，又流到他的衣襟，是遮盖他的全身。
We need one thing, and one thing alone.
我们需要一件事，而且只需要这一件事。
We may have many, many, many things.
我们也许有许多的事物。
But Lord is desiring from us one thing and one thing alone.
但神在我们这里寻找的，他要得着的只有一件事。
Vessel or vessels filled with His fire, filled with His Holy Spirit, filled with His life, filled with His light and power.
他就是要寻找器皿，许多的器皿，可以让他的火，让他的圣灵，让他的生命，让他的光可以充满。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Lord, how we thank Thee and we praise Thee for this precious time You have given us.
主啊，为着这宝贵的时间，感谢你。
Where You have given us this grace to search in our beings, in our spirit, in the heart of our heart.
你可以让我们有时间来省察自己，在我们的全人，在我们的灵里。
That if we may find anything filthy, if anything which is not pleasing in your sight, if anything which is contrary to your will and to your purpose and to your teaching,
让我们看到里面有没有不符合你心意的那些啊啊、那些污秽的事情。
Maybe rooted out,
让我们可以把它连根拔除。
And thou may sow this seed as you sowed.That seed, even in that vessel Mary.
就像你当初在玛利亚这个器皿里面种下种子一样，求你在我们里面也种下这个种子。
That these vessels of ours may not remain idle and without any use, but we may be those vessels ready to be used in the Master's hand.
让我们不成为那些无用的器皿，而让我们成为在主人手中有用的器皿。
Fill us all, O Lord.
主啊，求您真是充满我们每一个人。
Use us as the vessels which may prepare the imminent coming of our Lord Jesus.
使用我们成为那迎接你再来的、预备你道路的那些器皿。
Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your goodness.
感谢主，为着你的美善，为着你的恩典来感谢。
We rejoice and we celebrate you this morning, this afternoon.
我们今天在这个时候欢喜快乐。
If we won't clap, if we won't celebrate,The stones will shout.
如果我们不开口的话，连石头都要开口呼喊。
We take great delight in your speaking, O Lord, because you want to transform us inside out.
愿意我们喜悦你的话语，因为你要在我们身上做改变的工作。
Cleanse us and wash us from within, that our conduct, our appearance, our motives, and everything will be changed.
主啊，从我们里面来更新我们，让我们的动机，让我们的啊外面。外表 都被你所改变。
Be thou greatly glorified in the midst of your people.
愿意你在你的子民当中得着那极大的荣耀。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.